Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
A loophole which allows learner drivers to stay on the roads without taking a test looks set to be closed. Until now, a learner driver need only have booked a test in order to apply for a renewed permit. However, it's thought that some drivers use this to indefinitely renew their permits without ever sitting the test properly. Ralph Regal, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent, joins me on the line now. Ralph, just expand on the law as it stands now, will you please?
Yeah, as it stands at the moment, Philip, your first and second learner permits, they last for 2 years. No, your third learner permit can last for 2 years, essentially if you sit a driving test. If you don't sit a driving test, it lasts for 1 year. However, you can continually renew your learner permits without having sat a driving test. All you have to do is apply for it. And I mean, the statistics are quite stark. I mean, there are 290,000 motorists in Ireland who are driving on a learner permit. 27,000 of those have been on a learner permit for between 11 and 20 years. And 11,000 motorists are still driving on a learner permit after more than 20 years. So, I mean, this has been identified as an issue as early as 2013 by the Road Safety Authority. And the Road Safety Campaign Group, PARC, have really been, you know, every year they've been making a major issue of this, of the fact that there needs to be something done to close the loophole, whereas drivers, they'll apply for a driving test, they never bother to sit it, but they get their learner permit. And PARC have made the point that there's a secondary complication with this, in that people applying for driving tests who never bother to sit them are actually clogging up the system for those motorists who want to sit their test and get a full licence.
Because presumably they're booking tests and not turning up or cancelling and postponing them.
Exactly. And I mean, we had a position a couple of years ago where there were over 20,000 driving tests were ranked as no-shows. People never bothered showing up for. Now, that number has been brought down significantly. I think it was 6,000 last year. But PARC have made the point that motorists, they don't have an issue with people getting a new learner permit. They're not trying to take people off the road, but they are trying to improve driver behaviour, improve driver education, and make sure that beyond your third learner permit, if you get a renewed permit, you must have sat your driving test.
So that's nearly 10% of the people on the roads, of the 290,000 motorists on the roads, that are driving without a full licence, having sat a test for between 11 and 20 years. There is, though, isn't there, a law to take care of people like that, because they should have a fully qualified driver sitting in the passenger seat.
They should. And what's very interesting, Philip, is that we don't actually have any studies or statistics into just how many of those people motoring on learner driver permits are doing so without a fully qualified driver in the car with them. There's certainly a lot of evidence that there are a large number of motorists doing so. For instance, last year, the latest figures from the Road Safety Authority and the Gardaí, 15 learner drivers were involved in fatal collisions in 2023. Now, 2023 ranks as the worst year for road safety in Ireland in terms of road fatalities for over a decade. Mm. I think there was 183, 184 people died on the roads last year. And and if you look at the figures, 15 of those fatal collisions involved learner drivers. 14 of those learner drivers were driving while unaccompanied at the time.
You can't necessarily conclude from that that that's 14 fatalities that would not have happened if there was a qualified driver sitting next to them, but it's certainly a stark statistic, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you can't draw those kind of conclusions from it, but what you can certainly say is, you know, the law is there to be obeyed, whether it be in terms of not drinking or using drugs when you're behind the wheel, not using a mobile phone, not driving to excess speed. And also, if you're a learner driver, you must have a qualified driver in the car with you. So all of these things are aimed at promoting road safety. I mean, PARC have gone to great lengths to say that it's driver education and driver behaviour that their core thrust is. They want the roads to be safer, and they really see closing this loophole as a major part of that. Now, the two qualifications that have been applied to closing the loophole, firstly, it'll only be introduced on a phased basis because there are significant changes required to the IT systems involved, particularly with the Road Safety Authority. And secondly, the Department of Transport and the Minister for Transport have, I think, have indicated that the closure mechanisms will be enacted when the waiting list for driving tests has been brought down to a period, I think, of around 10 weeks.
But what would the new regime be, Ralph?
The new regime will be that after your third learner permit, you will only be able to get a renewed license if you physically sit your driving test. Simply applying for it will not be sufficient anymore.
So you will have to sit and potentially fail, at which point you would be allowed to apply for a new learner permit, but you must have sat and failed.
Exactly. And I think the belief is that By a person sitting a driving test, you know, any issues they have with their driving, any problems, any picadillos, they will all be identified in the driving test. And I think human nature is that your pride is wounded if you fail the test, and people will go to greater lengths to improve their driving so that they can pass their test and get a full license.
Okay. I hear you saying that they're looking at a phased introduction, but from when do you think this is going to start?
Well, the indications are that the phased introduction will begin from later this year, Philip. How long the conclusion of the phased basis will take, we simply don't know. But the two factors involved in it are amending the IT systems to cope with it, and secondly, getting the waiting list for driving tests down to a point where they can start adding these extra tests to it.
How long is the waiting list at the moment?
At the waiting list that they think at the moment is somewhere in excess of 10 weeks. And the belief is that they want to get it down to around the period of 10 weeks or less before they really start hammering through this phased introduction.
Okay. All right. So that's not going to be a major stumbling block then to actually making this change.
Hopefully not, Philip. I mean, certainly all the road safety groups are hoping that, you know, this will be achieved relatively quickly, and that from the end of this year, we will begin to see the full phased introduction of the closure of this loophole.
Ralph Regal, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks, Philip.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.